So hello, everybody, and welcome. It is I, the Realist Philosopher, and this is the Realist Philosopher Show. How y'all doing today? I hope you're all doing good, fine, and well. I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. I see we have quite a few viewers here today. That is good. So I know I've been gone a while, over 4 months. My apologies. That was not something I could control. For those of you that follow me closely, you'll know that, well, essentially I had some medical issues. Yeah, so not too long back, February into March, I had to have a surgery in February and another surgery in March. I'm not going to get into exactly what about. Just to let you know, everything seems fine, everything's okay. As far as that goes, but then in March, after my a couple weeks after my last surgery, I had an accident on my motorcycle where some idiot woman making an illegal left turn cut me off and nearly killed me. And I'm still in physical therapy for that, so even though it's been over a month and a half. So because of all this stuff and the subsequent health issues that preceded these surgeries, I haven't been able to do any shows. I've just been too tired, too busy, both. But I am here now. Got a good show planned today. There's been a lot going on in the news. I know I've missed a lot of stuff like that. Some of it I'm not going to talk about in regards to like an entire, you know, portion of the show dedicated to that story, because I don't like to talk about the really big stories generally, because, you know, everybody else has talked about them already, so it's like, okay, that's been done to death, essentially, so why the fuck do I want to talk about that? People have already analyzed it a ton, but I will talk about some, you know, stuff that's popular if it interests me. How about that Dylan Mulvaney stuff, though? Isn't that crazy? Bud Light shooting itself in the foot, endorsing that wackadoo. Great. Their brand is going down the toilet. Of course, they don't care because, you know, there's behind-the-scenes investors putting tons of money into it. Like with Twitter. You find out after Twitter is bought by, you know, what's his name? Elon Musk, that there's $20 billion in debt to, like, BlackRock and shit. yeah, the military-industrial complex was funding all of Twitter's losses so long as they continued to push the party line to, you know, push their propaganda. But then Elon Musk gets a hold of it, and all of a sudden, oh, we're calling in that debt. Yeah. Meanwhile, if Twitter would have kept operating and spreading the, you know, commie, socialist, pinko, take over the country propaganda, well, that would have just kept growing and growing, and those people getting their free food and working from home. When they did come into the office, all they did was play foosball all day, and the majority of employees were fact checkers. Would have never ended. And where's BlackRock getting their money? Well, you know, from us. From all the inflation, yo. Yeah. Where do you think all that money that went to Ukraine went? Oh, we don't know. Yeah, nobody knows. Yeah. I know. Went to BlackRock. Went to a lot of people who then funnel it back into companies like Twitter and Facebook. Yeah, where do you think all that money that's under Joe Biden's mattress came from, huh? Yeah. You and me. And all that inflation, baby. Stealing from us. Yeah. It's great. Hidden tax. Nobody's commenting. Anybody there? Hello? Well, my chat's working at least. I don't see anybody talking. Yes, I've had a very eventful 4.5 months. Fucking physical therapy and dealing with lawyers and damage assessors and... Oh, my God. I can see why people hate lawyers so much. They think they're so clever, but oftentimes they get caught up in their own nonsense. End up gaslighting themselves as much as they try to gaslight you with their sophistic arguments that they think are actual logic. So funny. I hate dealing with lawyers. I hate them. Can't stand them. Yeah. Like a $5 out of a settlement. I mean, I don't think I'll get very much. I'm not going to talk about it during this show, but I mean, not a big fan of lawyers. Anyway. I don't see anybody commenting. Yeah. All right, I guess I'll jump into the first story then. I don't have any choice, really. Well, I might need my earbuds. I don't know where the fuck they are. See, I'm not prepared. I haven't done a show in like over 4 months. Where the hell are my earbuds? I don't know. Oh, wait, is this them? Okay, this is them. I guess that'll work. I don't want to plug them in during the show. It might fuck up my sound, though. I gotta check my sound, make sure it's working. Okay. Seems you guys can hear me okay. Alright. Let's see if I can reach the... Now I'm gonna have to get up. I gotta move my computer so it's more accessible to me when I'm sitting down. I hate this desk. I got two computers. But this desk I don't like. I like the other computer desk. Anyway. Earbuds are now plugged in. Of course, I have to do all this jury rigging because of this L-shaped fucking desk. Alright. Loop them over and so they don't fall down. I gotta put something on top of them. Of course. Everything is a fucking pain in the ass. You would think after all this time doing shows, I would be more efficient in my setup.
On top of everything else, I also have a head cold at the moment. Have for the past week. I've got this thing I use to clean out my ears, but I was a little too, how should I put this, enthusiastic in my ear cleaning, and I scratched the inside of my ear, which caused an infection. And just the very next day, my nose is running, my sinuses are running. I gave myself a fucking very serious head infection, head cold from these stupid fucking things. Which I need to use a hell of a lot less. Maybe once a month instead of once a week. Because, yeah. Inside your ear, inside of your ear canal is very, very sensitive. So I got myself sick, so that's lovely. And I should probably clean this thing, too, with alcohol. Jesus. So, I have a couple surgeries, get hit by a fucking car, and now I'm sick. Isn't that great? It's lovely. I'm having a great week. I'm having a great year. How you guys doing? Fuck. Sisyth, the dollar's being dumped massively, sir. There's Sif, my unofficial co-host. I'm glad to see him after all this time. I haven't talked to him in a while. We sometimes chat or used to chat on Skype, but I fucked up my Skype. I don't know. Something happened to it, and I couldn't get it working again. I didn't know his contact info, and I've been too tired to do anything. So I didn't contact him. I did recently, though. Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course the dollar is being dumped, Sith. Yeah. They printed too much of it. It's now, it doesn't have enough value anymore. People have lost trust, lost faith in it. But a lot of people have anyway. But it's really lost a lot of its utility to the military-industrial complex and to, you know, the Federal Reserve bankers. That are in no way, shape, or form a part of any federal government, either here or abroad. They're all a bunch of private bankers. Yeah. They want to get rid of the dollar. They want to go to a cryptocurrency, you know? But they can't do that without the fear porn. You see, they want 100% total, complete control and access to your information. You know how much power it gives them to have total control of the money? I mean, if you have dollars, if you have paper money, they don't know how much you have unless you got it in a bank. But you can stash that under your mattress. You can do whatever you want with it. They don't know. You can buy and sell. You don't have to be buying retail. You have private sales, private purchases between individuals. They can't control that. They can't control that, and they also can't get marketing information off of that. There's another reason that they want 100% cryptocurrency control by the state so that they have access to all your purchasing information. That's why they want to be the only businesses in town. Very soon you're going to have 3, 4, just 5 large corporations that provide 90% of the goods and services in this country. Certainly the goods, and it really does help them if they have 100% access to all of your purchases. Then they can market directly to you, thereby increasing their sales. It's very valuable information. They no longer have to pay for it. They no longer have to buy it from places like Facebook and Twitter and such. Now they have total access. And of course, if they don't like what you have to say, they can just cut off your money. Yeah, you have a bad social credit score, my friend. You said something we didn't like about our slush fund war we got going on over there in Ukraine, our proxy war that we're fighting so we can launder money and all that and pay all these Democrats under the table, by buying Hunter Biden's art through unknown third parties. So, they can't just make it illegal, right? I mean, they just can't say, well, dollars are illegal now. It would cause an uproar. That's too much of a power grab. It's too obvious. And why would they do that? Well, they're not going to admit that they destroyed the dollar. So now they have to, abandon it. or it really just doesn't give them enough control over you. That's more of what it's about, okay? It's about control. They don't have enough control. They want more control. They want more power. They just can't, outlaw dollar bills, though. They try and do that, people hold on to them. And people continue to use them between each other in private transactions. You can't have that. How are you going to get the people to turn in their money? How are you going to do it? Well, you scare them. You have bank runs and banks failing and people get terrified of losing their money. Oh my God, my money's going to disappear. Oh, Lord have mercy. It's the end of the world. No. Look, we've got this new state-backed cryptocurrency. There's no chance that you could lose this money. It's all digital. It's all digital. So, banks ain't going to run out of it. You ain't got to run to the bank. You ain't got to worry about losing your cash. Just switch your dollars over to the crypto. And of course, big businesses will stop accepting dollars and will only accept the new Federal Reserve crypto coins. So even though they won't outlaw it, you won't have any choice because you won't be able to buy anything. So it's a de facto outlawing. Lovely. Lovely. Isn't that great? Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. They can't outlaw the dollar, so they will get you to do it for them. They're going to fear porn you out of your freedom. That's what they do. They terrify you. They throw the fear porn out there. Then they manufacture consent. And then they go ahead with their plans, and you're okay with it because you're terrified of what the possible outcome might be if you don't. It's what they did with COVID, and now they have unprecedented power thanks to that. Got a bunch of momos out there running around wearing masks now. 3 years fucking later, these idiots are running around their masks. They've destroyed their immune systems. They're going to die at 50 because they've destroyed their fucking bodies wearing these masks. They're so unhealthy. I'm getting sick all the time because these masks are good for like 15 fucking minutes and then all these germs and all build up and it stops becoming a filter and it becomes a big, giant germ magnet and you're sucking in all these fucking microbes and germs but you've destroyed your fucking immune system with all your fucking hand rubs and your fucking sprays and your house is like the inside of a fucking hospital. You've got it so fucking clean and it's so de-germed. It's every single surface you could eat off of. Don't your white blood cells? Doesn't your immune system need these germs in the environment to be able to stay strong? if you cleanse everything to this extent and you put yourself in a bubble, then you don't have an immune system anymore. Ah, well. At least I didn't get COVID. But I will die from pneumonia at 49. Because I destroyed my immune system. Well, yippity-doo. Idiots. And, of course, you've given the government all this fucking power. So, you know. The germs don't kill you. They will. Take your pick. Take your fucking pick, you idiots. Yeah, so interesting what's going on now. Yeah. Oh, they're going to get that crypto. Why do you think that the SBF dude? By the way, have you heard anything about that lately? No. Haven't heard a peep from the media, right? They moved on from that real quick, didn't they? That SBS, Sam Bankman-Fried. The Typhoid Mary of CryptoCoin. Yeah. He came out of nowhere. Became a billionaire overnight somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shill that he is. Fall Guy. Yeah. Created Fall Guy, I might add. Yeah. Somehow he got a hold of $250 million to bail himself out, too.
Yeah.
So interesting. Yeah. He supposedly had no money, but his $250 million bail was paid, like, the next fucking day. Yeah. We don't want this guy in custody for too long, right? Yeah. He might break, he might crack. He's such a weakling. You know, he's a fucking vegan and all that. Soy boy weakling. He's not going to do well in prison. Fucking SBF was complaining. They don't have my vegan burritos! Fucking guy's complaining that there's no vegan menu in prison. Are you kidding me? Dude, you should be happy you're getting any food. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, the fat little soy boy squishy weakling that he was. I bet he ain't too fat no more now. Probably not even eating. Not getting his fucking soy-infused lattes and his veggie burgers. Not getting his gourmet meals anymore. Fucking spending $10,000 a fucking day on food. Of our money. Well, not me. I'm not stupid enough to invest in that guy's fucking company. But a lot of people did and lost their shirts. Amazingly, some of them are still supporting this fucking guy. Yeah, they're shills too. He was a shill. He was a fall guy. He was set up for the purpose of failing, of falling. He was created to fail. To further tarnish the image of cryptocurrency and to push people's opinions to more toward regulation of it. To manufacture consent for the regulation of the crypto market. Yeah, so you can get rid of it, right? Or at the very least control it out of existence. So it's no real threat, no real competition to that FedCoin. Yeah, you can trust the FedCoin. Yeah, really? I can trust that? A coin that you can just, create out of thin air. Meanwhile, all these other cryptocurrencies have a limited amount. There's actual scarcity there. Built into their creation. There aren't any more fucking Bitcoins coming out. There's a limited amount, 21 million. Not going to create anymore. They can only get more scarce. Value can only go up in that sense. But the Fed, do you really think that their crypto coin is going to have some kind of built-in limit to how much of it they can create? Nah, of course not. They don't tell you that. Well, we're not going to build in any kind of limitations. We'll just have however much we want. Yeah, you don't have to print money anymore. Huh? Type in. We need $1 trillion. Okay, let's tap in $1 trillion. Give ourselves $1 trillion. And then we'll, hit a button. And we'll fucking loan that money out to the government. Even though the government could fucking create their own crypto coin out of thin air if the Fed is doing it. But for some reason, we got to borrow it from the Fed. That private organization. That we have limited access to their information and what's going on behind the fucking scenes. Because they're a private bank. Yeah, so interesting. So fucking interesting.
Yeah.
We don't know. We don't even know who the fucking shareholders are of the Federal Reserve. Yeah, but somehow they're there to create balance. Keep our economy stable. Yeah. Centralized control of the economy. Isn't that part of the Communist Manifesto, one of the main planks? Centralized banking. Yeah. Well, hey. As long as you feel safe, as long as it makes you feel safer, I'm not going to lose my dollars. The Federal Reserve there. And now they have the ability to print, not print, just out of thin air, type in a number, and that's money. Yeah. so they can even more effectively deflate the value of our currency through inflation by essentially creating more money out of thin air than they ever have had the ability to do before. Lovely, lovely. And you will not control it. They will control it all. And you'll have to do what they want. That's beautiful.
So, Sith, you know a lot of people will be replaced by AI and put on UBI. Yes, Sith, the AI is already sentient. We all know that. Anybody with half a brain knows that.
Sith, Republic Bank is about to collapse. Correct. And that's all been manufactured. And that Silicon Valley Bank, that was also manufactured. These are all manufactured crises to essentially grab more power. I'm hearing about the Kadala collapsing this June. I wouldn't be surprised, Sith.
Sith, China and Russia are training hundreds of thousands of men for war. Good for them. Good for them.
I don't know what you're implying, Sith. They're not going to be invading America. Everybody still has a fucking gun here. That's not going to be happening.
Sith, the war in Ukraine, it's like a powder keg for World War III. The war in Ukraine, I mean.
We're being lied to, by the way. From what I understand, 20,000 plus NATO troops have already died there, including a fair number of American troops. The U.S. media is simply hiding these facts because, well, they work for the military-industrial complex. They work for big pharma. They work for big corporations who are working hand-in-hand with the government. You are seeing fascism in practice.
Yeah, lovely.
Facebook, Google, and Amazon were funded by the CIA and military-industrial complex, correct? Their inceptions were, anyway, and don't forget about Amazon and the money that Jeff Bezos was given to start Amazon that he didn't even have to start paying back for 20 years. Boy, those are some generous loan terms, man. Here you go, Mr. Bezos. We're going to give you billions of dollars, and you don't have to pay it back or even start paying it back for 20 years. Lovely. And how did he pay it back? Shares in the company.
Great.
Sith, you know a lot of people, yes, I already read that. CBDCs, he's talking about the, centrally planned and controlled cryptocurrency, whatever. We'll have an expiry date programmed into them for social credit scores and digital IDs.
Right.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Sith, Mark of the Beast system.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're probably going to come out with, like, these little fucking, excuse me, I need to get a cough button. So I can, like, press the space bar and cough. They've already come out with these little hand scanners. They've already tested this on the homeless. It's like a little fucking sensor, size of a grain of rice, that they put into the flesh here between your thumb and forefinger. And that way you can just, like, scan. Like, you go to pay, you just put your hand down and it scans it.
Yeah.
That's the mark of the beast, baby. That's it. No, they don't need to tattoo a barcode on you. They'll just put it under your skin.
Yep.
Sith, you know, Aldous Huxley was really talking about eugenics 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Their plan for depopulation is 100 years old.
Yeah.
Sith, the elites are all linked by blood, money, and aristocratic alliances. You ain't kidding. Sam Bankman-Fried's father is a Democrat Party member.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So is his mommy. And they've raised by themselves tons and tons of money for the Democratic establishment. Sith, like Bill Gates' father, his father was a billionaire linked to the Rothschilds by blood. There's some suspicions that BTC was created by the CIA to divert people from buying gold and silver after the 2008 banking crisis.
Really?
Huh. I wouldn't put it past them, Sith. Get you to buy all this crypto, and then later on they destroy it because they have their own plan to introduce some kind of government-funded cryptocurrency. And unless they essentially invalidate the private ownership, creation, and use of a private cryptocurrency, then, you know, their own government-funded one, not only would it not be accepted, but there would rise up privately funded ones to compete against it. But if you totally completely invalidate it, turn people off in regards to it, frighten the hell out of them, convince them that it needs regulation, well, then you're destroying the competition before it even gets created by creating that competition, and then it's controlled opposition in a sense. Interesting theory. I don't know if that's true or not. I'd have to look into that. I'd heard that the guy that created Bitcoin was Japanese, but okay. Says Seth, although it does make sense the internet was created by the CIA in order to centralize total control over people, I wouldn't be surprised. Communist Manifesto is a grift. Well, so was everything that Marx said. You'll notice everything that he said benefited him directly, which is usually the case with socialists. It is just using the greed and resentment of poor people to destroy nations. Sisith, on the beginning of a march, a vast underground NATO bunker was destroyed by a tactical nuke near Kiev in Ukraine. Between 3 and 1,000 NATO troops died in the explosion.
Yeah.
And, of course, we all know that Biden destroyed the Nord Stream pipeline. And all these idiots are playing games and hoping for World War III. That'll kill us all. Lovely. Yeah, so a lot's been going on in the news. A lot. That I was hoping, wishing I could comment on, but unfortunately I've been so fucked up I haven't had the chance. Anyhow, Seth, how's the sound? I turned it down a bit because I noticed that it was going into the yellow danger zone. So hopefully you can hear me okay. Let me know if it's a little low, a little higher, okay? I do still drink too much coffee.
Yeah.
I love my caffeine. Anyhow, looks like that's it for the comments and my rambling. I think I want to get into the first story here.